Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Earlier this year, lawmakers passed a historic budget that poured money into schools, healthcare, wages, and housing. Their gains came to a halt after lawmakers agreed to freeze billions in new spending until the costs of COVID-19 were more apparent.
We suspected it would be painful, and we were right.
Governor Northam says he plans to eventually implement the budget passed earlier this year, but for now, a lot of what was originally funded will have to wait. Northam said that while education remains a top priority, he's choosing not to reinstate spending for early childhood education, tuition assistance, and free community college.
To be clear, I am doing this for one reason alone: to preserve our financial options so that we can make it through this pandemic.
Cash is king, said Northam, and now is the time to focus on improving the economy with state funds and money made available by the CARES Act. As legislators reconvene for a special session, the governor's encouraging them to prioritize spending on affordable housing, access to high-speed internet, elections, historic sites, and dam rehabilitation. I'm Kat Maudlin-Jackson.